There's actually two different settlements that we like to talk about, although they're both kind of interrelated. The very first one was known as the Pierrepoint Settlement, and it was pretty much, you know, just outside of Fergus. Kind of the center of that was kind of in and around where John Black School is now. And Richard Pierrepoint is this incredible figure who had been kidnapped and sold into slavery. He was originally from West Africa, and he was kidnapped and sold into slavery in the United States. He wins his freedom in the American Revolution, fighting on the side of the British, and then comes after the war, comes to Upper Canada, comes to Canada. During the War of 1812, he's sort of a middle-aged to elderly man, and he decides that he wants to fight on behalf of the British again. He does not want the Americans to win the war for obvious reasons, and so he helps to organize a unit of men, which was known as the Colored Corps, and they fought at the Battle of Queenston Heights, they fought at the Battle of Lundy's Lane, they fought with distinction, and then after the war, as a thank you for service, the British government were handing out land grants, and Richard Pierrepoint's land grant happened to be in Fergus, in what's now Fergus, in around John Black School, and so at a quite advanced age, he's in his late 60s at this point, he comes up here. He doesn't have a family or anything, but he starts to clear his land, he builds a cabin, and a number of other black settlers come to stay with him. They also have a couple other veterans who have land around here, and they form a small community known as the Pierrepoint Settlement right here in Fergus, really before the Scots ever get here, who tend to get a lot of credit. They came a little bit afterwards, but the very first non-native settlers in this area, for the most part, were these black Canadians around the Pierrepoint Settlement, and his story is incredible. I've sort of scratched the surface of it, but he has this incredible story, and he's this hero who's, you know, right in our backyard. There's probably listeners whose children go to John Black School, and that's where his farm was.